Think Talking Heads, but with an Irish connection. That's Bell X1.
I'm the defector, and you're the farmer's daughter. You've been teasing us farm boys till we start talking about those rabbits, George. Oh, won't you tell us about those rabbits, George? I'm the defector.
That's The Great Defector off of Bell X1's fourth and latest studio release, Blue Lights on the Runway. Bell X1 is known for their artfully constructed songs and offbeat lyrics. They first got widespread attention with their 2005 album, Flock. Their songs have been featured on the TV shows The O.C. and Grey's Anatomy. Two members of the Dublin-based band join us now from our studios in New York, their singer and songwriter, Paul Noonan. Thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you, Scott.
And guitarist Dave Garrity, thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.
You tired of that Talking Heads comparison?
Yes.
Oh, well, did we say that?
Yeah, out loud, too.
First thing up, yes. Okay.
No, it's a great band, a great influence on our music. I think we don't want to bring on the lawsuits just yet.
Bell X1, that's the plane that broke the sound barrier?
It is indeed.
There was a history of Irish bands that had named themselves after American aircraft.
That's true.
We thought we'd kind of follow on in a similar vein.
Oh, right, I get it. You two.
Us two, indeed.
Bell X1. Is there a Piper Cub Irish band?
I'm sure there is. There's a strong lineage.
I want to ask you about a song you have here called A Better Band. A lyric in here goes, "The world is bearing down on me like a fisheye lens. When it comes down to it, do I have any real friends?" Ooh, is that how you feel sometimes?
I suppose so. You know, songs sometimes are a photograph of a particular moment that you move away from. So yeah, there's a certain amount of wallowing, I suppose, in the song. But I think it comes good in the end.
Yeah, well, let's listen to a little of A Better Band, if we could.
Is this room getting smaller, or is it just me? I pace myself, brace myself, trying not to breathe. All these walls are closing in on me like the Death Star bin. Oh, that'll learn me, that'll squeeze out all the sin. This world is bearing down on me like a fisheye lens. When it comes down to it, do I have any real friends? How long were those monkeys typing to make our billies work? I've some way to go yet, I'll finish this one first. Something's gotta give.
I've been tipped off to the fact that you have entered our studio with a couple of instruments.
We have indeed.
I've heard about, and I'd like you to play a song called The Ribs of a Broken Umbrella. But first, Mr. Noonan, I understand there's a story that goes with it.
It was one of our many trips to the States last year, and I met an elderly Polish man in a bar in New York who told me the story of how he had left Poland in the 50s or early 60s and come to the States in search of a better life, and had planned to meet up with a girl from his village who he had planned to make his wife in New York, and they somehow lost contact details and he never met with her. And he showed me a kind of a yellowed, worn photograph of her that he still carried in his wallet and had held a candle for her to that day. He'd never married and was still very much in that same place. So it was quite an inspiring story.
Can we hear a little bit of the song?
Will do.
She was only just a girl in a picture, but he thought if I could only make her smile, then she'd be mine. He folded it, refolded it so many times, he'd already lost some of her to the creases, precious pieces. He wondered how close he'd ever been to her in this ebb and flow of the distance between. Maybe she got the same buzz. And he left a trail of string wherever he went. When he was sleeping, he tied it to his toes. If she crossed it, then he'd know. But he knew that all was unraveling. And he was bare, stripped off his skin. Like the ribs of a broken umbrella, sticking out of a bin. La, 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 la.
said that trying was the first step to failing. Ah, he was railing and filled with newfound purpose and pride. He'd make something of this heady glow. Now where would she go? What do I know? 'Cause all is unraveling. And he was bare, he was stripped of his skin, like the ribs of a broken umbrella sticking out of a bin. She was only a girl in a picture. She was only a girl in a picture. She was only a girl in a picture. A girl in a picture sticking out of a bin.
Gentlemen, thank you so much. That was wonderful.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Are the Irish bars in places like New York, Chicago, and Boston authentic? Or are they like a Disneyland version of an Irish bar?
I suppose they are, yeah. I mean, when we travel, we generally try and stay away from Irish bars because it's full of the kind of the leprechaun shillelagh or a bigara factor, which is a bit cringy. So we generally don't go to Irish bars. We try and soak up a bit of the culture wherever it is we are by drinking local beers and kissing local women and
tell me where Blue Lights on the Runway was recorded.
Yeah, it was we took a house, big old drafty spooky house that was a castle once upon a time. That was like a lot of fun because there was the whole discovering how to dress the songs and putting finishing touches on that, you know.
Did you say discovering how to dress the songs?
Yeah, I mean, a song might exist in its basic form on guitar or piano, and then, you know, you just start trying different grooves or different instrumentations, different arrangements, and
it's fun. Like Barbie. Disco Barbie and Barbecue Barbie.
Musical Barbie,
I think with this record as well, we wanted to kind of change it up a bit, and then kind of we wanted to explore a bit more of the kind of electronic side of the instrumentation. And I know it's, you know, hardly reinventing the wheel, and we're not the first to do it, but it was definitely a departure for us. And it's very rewarding when you kind of get into territory that you've never been, and for it to kind of feel like it's worked.
And how do you work up a song?
Eye of Newt.
Yeah. Toe of Frog.
Toe of Frog.
You know, often you find if you've landed on a formula that works, on an approach that's worked with the song, and you kind of go, well, that worked, I'll try that again. It never does. I mean, that's the magic of it, I suppose, is that there is no formula to get there. But for some songs would kind of come to the band pretty much completed by myself or Dave on the acoustic guitar or the piano, and then other songs are just fragments of ideas that are just cobbled together by all four of us in the room. I think with every record we try to challenge the idea of what we've become, or, you know, what we're kind of known for, and just change it up a bit, keep us interested.
So that Know Nothings like us don't keep comparing you to the Talking Heads?
Well, they're good footsteps to follow if that's what we're doing.
There's a tune that you're going to play us out on, I gather. Can you tell us about it?
Yeah, it's probably the purest example of taking a song that was written quite organically and dressing it in beats and blops from machines. This is a song called How Your Heart Is Wired.
Gentlemen, thanks so much for speaking with us.
Well, thanks for having us.
Paul Noonan and Dave Garrity of the band Bell X won their new CD, Blue Lights on the Runway.
My tongue is scaling the north face of your neck, and we're glaring like warriors, but I have a feeling you won't look at me that way in the morning.
You can hear audio cuts from the new CD by Bell X1 at our website, nprmusic.org. Our thanks to NPR studio engineer, the Bell of 42nd Street, Manolita Wetherill. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon.